Historical overview of river area changes. A historical overview of river area environmental changes reveals how rivers shape our world. Rivers are not just water, they transform land, habitats, and ecosystems. You will explore how river morphology, erosion, and sediment play crucial roles in these changes. You'll also learn about human impacts and urban development and their ripple effects on our environment. Understanding these dynamics is key to protecting our precious rivers and the wildlife they support. Let's dive in and uncover the fascinating journey of our rivers. Understanding historical river changes. The importance of river morphology changes. River morphology changes are crucial to understanding how rivers shape our environment. When you observe a river, you're witnessing a dynamic system. It's not just about water flowing, it's about how that water interacts with the land. Changes in the river's shape can affect everything from wildlife habitats to human activities. Understanding these changes helps you appreciate the balance of nature. For example, when rivers shift their paths, they can create new landscapes and ecosystems. This can be beneficial, but can also lead to challenges like flooding or habitat loss. Key factors in riverbank erosion. Riverbank erosion occurs when soil and rocks are worn away by flowing water. Several key factors contribute to this process. 1. Water flow. The speed and volume of water greatly affect erosion rates. 2. Soil composition. Different types of soil erode at different rates. Sandy soils wash away faster than clay. 3. Vegetation. Plants help hold the soil together. When vegetation is removed, erosion can increase. 4. Human activity. Construction, farming, and other activities can disturb the natural balance, leading to more erosion. How sediment deposition affects ecosystems. Sediment deposition is when materials carried by the river settle down. This process can have a huge impact on ecosystems. Here's how. 1. Nutrient distribution. Sediments often contain nutrients that help plants grow. This is vital for maintaining healthy ecosystems. 2. Habitat creation. New landforms created by sediment can provide habitats for various species. 3. Water quality. Too much sediment can cloud the water, affecting fish and other aquatic life. In short, sediment deposition plays a key role in sustaining life along rivers. The impact of human activities on rivers. Anthropogenic impacts on rivers. Explained human activities are changing rivers in many ways. When you think about rivers, consider how they are not just water flowing through land. They are living systems that support many plants and animals. However, when you build roads, factories, or homes near rivers, you can alter these systems. Here are some key impacts. 1. Pollution. Chemicals from factories can wash into rivers, making the water unsafe for fish and people. 2. Dams. Building dams can change how water flows, hurting fish migration and altering the river's natural habitat. 3. Overfishing. Taking too many fish from rivers can upset the balance of life in the water. How riparian zone alterations change river areas. The riparian zone is the area next to rivers. It acts like a buffer that helps protect the river. When you change this area, you change the river too. Here's how. 1. Removing vegetation. Cutting down trees and plants can lead to soil erosion, meaning more dirt and pollution can wash into the river. 2. Urbanization. Building homes and businesses leads to more runoff, increasing flooding and harming the river's health. The role of urban development in river area transformations. Urban development plays a significant role in how rivers change. As cities grow, rivers often take a back seat. Here are some ways urban development impacts rivers. 1. Concrete and asphalt. These materials do not absorb water, leading to increased runoff during rainstorms. 2. Wastewater. Cities often send untreated water back into rivers, polluting the water and harming wildlife. 3. Altered flow. Urban areas can change how water flows, leading to flooding in some areas and drought in others. Ecological consequences of river modifications. Floodplain evolution and its effects. When rivers are modified, the floodplains undergo significant changes. These areas, where water spreads out during floods, are crucial for natural ecosystems. They provide habitats for many species. But when you alter a river, you change how water flows. This can lead to 1. Loss of habitats for fish and wildlife. 2. Changes in soil quality, affecting plants. 3. Increased flooding in some areas, leading to property damage. The evolution of floodplains can impact everything from local agriculture to the health of aquatic life. Understanding these changes is vital for maintaining a balanced ecosystem. The connection between river changes and wildlife river modifications can disrupt the delicate balance of wildlife. Many animals rely on rivers for food, shelter, and breeding. When you change a river's course or flow, you might see 1. Declines in fish populations. 2. Changes in bird migration patterns. 3. Loss of species that depend on specific river conditions. Wildlife is affected not just by the water itself, but also by the surrounding environment. If you care about preserving biodiversity, it's essential to recognize how river changes can ripple through ecosystems. Why monitoring historical overview of river area environmental changes matters. Keeping an eye on the historical overview of river area environmental changes is crucial. It helps you understand 1. Patterns of change, see how rivers have transformed over time. 2. Impact assessments, evaluate how past modifications affect current ecosystems. 3. Future predictions, anticipate how future changes could impact the environment. By monitoring these changes, you can make informed decisions that protect both the rivers and the wildlife that depend on them. This awareness is your first step towards preserving nature for generations to come.